In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing Luisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. We are on page 6, at the top of the page, volume 35, 1-7-1938. And Jesus begins, "See then how we, Triune God, find the refuge for our life in Luisa, the one who lives in our divine will." So, in the beginning, when God breathed into the dust his image and likeness, he breathed his life into Adam. And since Adam was a creature, he couldn't possess the totality of God. So he wasn't God, but he had the image and likeness of God. And when Adam sinned, at that point, mankind, all of Adam's children, lost this refuge of God, where God wanted to reign, where God wanted to live. Until Jesus came to earth, well, really, until the Blessed Mother came to earth, the one who never did her human will, she, because of that, she became the Mother of God, Theotokos. Jesus came because of her fiat. Or fiat mihi, God became man. And then 2,000 years later, they have a newborn, Luisa Picaretta. And so Jesus is saying to us, and this is in volume 35, we find now where God can reign. He says, we find the refuge for our life in Luisa, the one who lives in our most holy divine will. So when we draw closer to Luisa, what happens at this point, God has a place, another place to dwell. Why does he want mankind? He wants mankind so that he, the Lord, can reign in each soul, and each soul can participate in God. So he says, when you look at the desert, when Adam fell, the deserts came to earth. You know, I mean, the whole world was in not perfect anymore. This is why there's floods, famines, plagues, earthquakes. Mankind is out of order. And because of that, the world is out of order. And even though it's still doing the will of God, it was supposed to be controlled by man. Man was to be the king of the earth. And what happens at that point is everything is falling apart. You know, everything is it says all the creation groans in Galatians. All creation groans for the revelation of the sons and daughters of God. When we come back to our original state, what happens at that point is then God has the refuge of his life in us, because we're now one with him, one with Jesus and Mary through Luisa, and we're living in the divine will. Now, nobody's there fully yet, but he's waiting for us to do this. So the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the more the kingdom is being established in us on earth, this dust, us on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, we, Triune God, do nothing other than exchange our lives continuously. So it's the breath. God breathes into us. We breathe back to God his breath. He breathes into us, and we breathe back his divine I love you. So it says, Luisa gives us, Triune God, her life. And we, Triune God, give Luisa ours. So think about that. This is the new way of living that God is asking us to do. It's only found in Luisa. The saints were taught how to do the will of God. Luisa was taught how to live in the will of God. So God says, this is what he wants with us. He wants to do nothing other than exchange our lives continuously. You, Jesus says, give us, Triune God, your life, and we will give you our life. God breathes into us the fiat. We breathe in this, I love you, and then we breathe back out to God, his, I love you. We give back to God what is God's. And so God is saying to us, you know, begin to live this. Have the zeal to live this abundant life. Have this zeal to really begin to live a life that is a life of God. So he says, in this exchange of life, we, Triune God, find Louisa, the one who can receive our divine life, and giving us, Triune God, her own life. So we, Triune God, can give ourselves and do whatever we want. We now feel like God as we are. So what's happening is God is now finally doing what he originally planned for Adam and his children. And we are living at this time, because of Louisa, to begin to live this life that God originally wanted from the beginning. So he says to Louisa, I've waited 6,000 years to give you this gift. He says, if Adam hadn't sinned, I would have taught Adam as I have taught you, Louisa, by giving him this book of heaven. He would have known this. Little by little, he would have known this gift, and then he would have given it to his children. So what does that say? That says that Louisa has more than Adam. Adam wasn't taught the book of heaven, how to give this life to his children. He fell. He failed his test. So Jesus is saying to us, because of Jesus coming to earth as the new Adam, because of Mary coming to the earth as the new Eve, and because of their sacrifice, the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Christ, because of Christ redeeming mankind and Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on Calvary, he says now 2,000 years later, we've learned the basic ABCs of the Catholic life, and now Jesus wants us to begin to live this abundant life of living in the divine will. And this is what the abundant life is. It's an exchange of life. God finds in us who are linked to Louisa, who can receive God's life. Breathe in my breathing. We do this with our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. We do this with our rounds. Breathe in my breathing, Jesus. Beat in my heart beating. Walk in my walking. Jesus, pray in my praying. I don't want to pray anymore. I want you, Jesus, to pray in my praying. Lord Jesus, I want you to breathe in my breathing. I don't want to breathe humanly anymore. I want you, the perfect human, to breathe in my breathing. He says, giving us your life, and we can give ourselves and do whatever we want with you. And now we feel like God. Now we are as we are. We are now what we've wanted from the beginning of time. Do you see why everything is happening at this moment? Everything is happening. Look at your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Look at the church. Everything is being purified. God is saying to every soul, what do you want? I will give you what you want. And we say, Jesus, all I want is you. All I want is you. And Jesus says, brava. As he said to Louisa, finally, finally, I have someone who wants what I want. All I want is you, Jesus. And so we read the volumes to learn how this is done and why this is going to be done. It's to live in our nothingness. It's to allow God to be God. He wants us to partake in his divinity, share in his divinity. This is, again, what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. Do we believe this? Do we believe what the priest is praying? May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Do we believe that Jesus is speaking to us when he's talking to Louisa? Do we believe it is Jesus? If we do, if we really believe this, then this is what we want. We want to make sure that God is reigning in us completely. I want nothing else but you, Jesus. And this is what Jesus says. He says, therefore, living in our most holy divine will serves us triune gods as a refuge, a theater for our divine works, refreshment for our divine love, and return for the entire creation. See, what's happening is we begin to embrace all the I love yous, and we claim them as our own. Every star in the sky is ours. Every twinkling of the sky, stars at night is ours. The sun is ours. The moon is ours. All the water is ours. Why? Jesus has given it to us as an I love you. I love you, he says. In every leaf on a tree, it's ours. Now, once we accept it, we want to give back to God his I love you. Not a human I love you, but a divine I love you. We breathe in with our eyes. We breathe in with our ears. We breathe in all the I love yous that are around us. We begin to recognize all the I love yous of creation. And that's what he says. He says, once you start living in our will, he says, you start serving us as you give to us a refuge. What does that mean? It's a theater. We begin to see and enjoy all the works of God. It's refreshment of all the love of God. It's the return of all the I love yous for the entire creation. God is giving to us what he gave to Adam. So again, we've mentioned this before, but begin, have a little garden. Again, it could be a plant, a little garden. You don't have to have acres. A little garden, buy a plant. It doesn't matter what kind of a plant it is. And then begin to live as Adam did in the garden. Adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God. That's what the rounds are. And if you haven't seen the rounds, buy the Easter rounds. They're the most fun. Easter Pentecost rounds. Why? It's where we're going. When the New Jerusalem comes, this is how we're going to be praying. This is the way Jesus prayed. This is the way Mary prayed. That's what they tell us through Louisa. This is the way Adam prayed before the fall. And all of creation. And again, we adore God in creation and we adore God in redemption. And what this is all about is sanctification. It's to praise God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, with his divine praise. It's to love God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, with his divine love. It's worshiping God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, with his divine worship. It's Jesus that's doing it. Jesus does the divine acts in us. All we do is say, I want this. I want what you want. That's why he says, we can do whatever we want. Jesus says, I want to breathe in your breathing. I want to walk in your walking. I want to gaze in your gazing. I want you to share in my divinity. I want you to breathe in this I love you and to breathe it back to me. And I love you, Lord. This is what God is waiting for. So this is the return for the entire creation. All the I love yous on every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, every snowflake is back to God. I love you. See, this is heaven. This is what the rounds are. The rounds teach us how to begin to pray with the prayers as if you were in heaven. And that's what God is waiting for. So he says this. Since there is nothing we triune God don't find in Louisa, in this creature, and us linked to Louisa, this is our goal. We triune God love Louisa so much, and he loves us so much. He says this. He says, my most favorite children are the little children of the holy divine will. He says that we triune God feel obligated to give Louisa whatever she wants. We feel obligated to give the souls linked to Louisa whatever they want. And I, like I said this before, every night before you go to bed, every night what happens is God asks us, what do you want? He really does. Listen to him. What do you want? What do we want? What do you want? If we listen to Louisa, he says, I'll fill you with all the gifts, all the treasures of heaven. What do you want? And Louisa says, you know, give them to somebody else. I only want you. See, to fall in love with God is to live in the divine will. And people say, how do you fall in love with God? Spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament looking at Jesus. Look at him in the monstrance. Adore him, love him, praise him, thank him, bless him, worship him, until you are so in love with him that your heart is on fire with love. That's what the saints tell us. As you fall in love with Jesus, you become more in love with God. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life of being in love with God, with his divine love, his consuming love. The divine will is not a devotion. And a lot of people think that. They say, here's Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. Well, that's right. I got enough devotions. Thank you very much. No, no. This is not a devotion. This is a life. This is to live the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary through this little newborn Louisa Picaretta. So Jesus says, we love the little children of the holy divine will so much that we feel obliged to give to the little children of the holy divine will whatever they want. What do we want? We have to be to the point we want nothing but you, Jesus. All we want is you, Lord. We want to be so one with you, like Louisa, that we'll never be separated from you forever. We'll always be one with you, Jesus. So for each additional act that Louisa does in our holy divine will, and each additional act that the little children do in our holy divine will linked to Louisa, she ties us more and more and adds more chains. You will never, ever be separated from God. You will never, you're going to be welded to God. Never to be separated from God. Participated in God. This is what God wanted from the beginning. It's like a little baby, you know, they're when you hold a little baby and he tries to hold you. You know, it's like the lambs. Some lambs come right up to you. They just want to stand right next to you, and other lambs run away. Jesus says, I don't want you to run away. I don't want you to be distant from me. I want to fill you with divinity. I want to share with you my divine life. So the Lord looks at us. He looks at us and he says, do you know what I'm saying to Louisa? I'm saying this to you as well. Get to love me as Louisa loved me, and you will have everything. If you are following me, go to Louisa. She knows how much I love her. She is the only one, next to my mother, he says, next to the Blessed Mother, who loves me divinely. She's the only human born of original sin who loves me divinely. And then he says to us, do you want this? He's a gentleman. He never forces us. He says, do you want this? I will. If you want it, I want it, and I will fill you to overflowing. So he says, and do you know what she, Louisa, gives to us to make us feel obliged to give her whatever she wants? She gives back to us, Triune God, our life, our works, our love, our very divine will. Why? Because she possesses it. And God wants to give us what's His. Do you think this is trivial? This is, he says, if this is just, oh, that's nice. He says, you think this is trivial? I'm giving you everything that I possess. Again, He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. He wants us to begin to live a life filled with peace, joy, and happiness. He wants to give us His life. Do you think this is trivial? Now, what do we do with God's life? We are so filled with joy, so filled with happiness, so filled with love that we give back to Him His own life. We give back to Him His own works. We give back to Him His own love. We give back to Him His own divine will. And then He goes, thank you. And then He says, look what I got for you. It's continuous. God is gratuitous. He never stops giving. He can't stop giving. But He's waiting for us to want the way He wants us to want. If I say to you, what do you want? And you go, oh, I'm thinking of this, 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 this. You're not ready for the divine will yet. You're trivializing, minimalizing that gift, this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. It's Him. It's Himself that He wants to give us. To be one with God. When you put a drop of water into the chalice, and if you never put a drop of water into wine, get a glass of wine and get one drop and put the drop in and watch what happens. That drop fuses and diffuses and that drop of water becomes wine. That's what God wants. We're nothing. We're creatures. God alone is holy. God alone is good. And He says, in my goodness, in my holiness, in my love, I want to give you everything. That's God. I want you to share in my divinity. That's God. So as you read, as you study, as you put this book into practice, what happens is you fall more in love with God. And what does God do? He takes everything away from you. He, you know, family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, parishioners, He takes everybody away from you. Why? He is a jealous God. He says this to Louisa. I want to be alone with you. I really don't want anybody to give you anything that's theirs. I want to give you what is mine. And so He looks at us and He says, do you want what I want to give you? This is my life, my love, my all. Do you want this? And how much do you want? I will fill you to overflowing. Everything that Louisa gives us is so exuberant because it's God's that if it weren't for our power, which can give anything, we would lack the means to repay Louisa. It's so exuberant. I mean, this is divine that Louisa is giving back to God. It's because it's God's. It's not, God says, here. And our response is, thank you. I love you. I want to give this back to you. This is the gift of gifts. This is everything. I want to return it to you. This is the greatest gift that a man, a human could ever possess. And I want to give it back to you. This is how much I love you. That I want to give back to you the ultimate of gifts. You give it to me, I give it to you. It's to fall in love with God and to be so enamored by God that you want to give to God what is God's, not human, but what is divine. Jesus says this, but our divine love, which our divine love, which never lets itself be won and surpassed by the love of the creature, goes in search of new devices inventing new strategisms to the extent of giving back our divine life many times to fulfill its obligation toward its beloved creature. This is the most beloved by God. You know, when you think of the beloved of Jesus, John, where John would rest his head and experience the love of God, the beating of his heart. John, who was given the Blessed Mother as his mother, as our mother. He represented all mankind. John, who was given the honor, the privilege of being with Christ crucified, watching Jesus die, watching how much he loves us, watching him shed every drop of his blood for us. We are his beloved creatures now. More than John. Why? John did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. We have the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will, the one who basically shares in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Louisa is the first one of the new generation of the children of light. Jesus calls them the second generation of the children of light. The first generation died on the vine through Adam. They didn't amount to anything. As a matter of fact, Adam's first child killed his second child. That's where we've been living ever since Adam sinned. Murder was the first sin on earth. God is saying to us, I want this changed. I want you to live heaven on earth. So I've waited it until now, he says. I've waited now to give to these children now, my most beloved children now, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, Louisa Picaretta, and the great gift of the divine will. He's saying, this is for you. This is why I created you. To begin to live this abundant life. Volume 35, 2, 14, 1938. These acts serve us, Triune God, as a return of love for the whole of creation. What we learn in the divine will is how to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? So God can hear all mankind with our voice. We pray in the name of everyone and everything. God hears the animals, the vegetables, the minerals, all humans, past, present, and future. Say to him with every heartbeat, I love you. With every breath, I love you. With every step, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you with your divine love, your divine praise, your divine adoration. These acts serve us, Triune God, as the return of divine love for the whole of creation. See, this is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. This is what Adam was to teach his children. This was a new beginning. This is a new beginning for mankind because of Louisa, because of what Jesus and Mary have given to little Louisa. And that's what Jesus is saying. Everything begins to live the life of heaven. It's a return of divine love for the whole of creation. And Jesus says this return of divine love for the whole of creation is the sweetest of company. It's the narrators of our supreme being. The animals, vegetables, and minerals are all praising God. Remember, Jesus said that. He said, if you don't praise God, these stones would proclaim God. And so what's happening now is Jesus wants, he says, I want you to be the voices of all the animals. I want you to be the voices of all the minerals. I want you to be the voices of all the trees, the the animals, the vegetables, the minerals. I want you to be, I want to hear the I love you of all mankind, of all things that exist, of all of creation, returning to me, I love you, I praise you, with my I love you, with my I praise you. See, God is receiving what he, as God, so rightly deserves. You become the narrator of God's supreme being. You're speaking, proclaiming to God, I love you with his I love you. His return of I love you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Do you see, this is renewing the face of the earth. Therefore, our divine love is exuberant for the one who wants to live in our fiat. Do you want to live in God's fiat? You got to respond to Jesus. You know, when you read this one line, Jesus says, our love is exuberant for the one, Louisa, who wants to live in our fiat. And we say, I want to live in the divine fiat, in your fiat, as Louisa. I want to be one with Louisa. I want your love to be exuberant for me. I want to experience this. I want to enter into this life. I want to enter into this love. I want to enter into this light of God. That's what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting, really waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. But you see, he says this, and he's waiting for us to respond. Are these words trivial, as he said before, or do they mean something to you? If they mean something to you, let me hear what you want. I want to live in your fiat, Lord. I want your love, your exuberant love. I want to experience it. I want to possess it. I want to give back to you your exuberant love. It's just not a novel that we're reading. Jesus is speaking to us. We have to hear him. We have to respond to him. So Jesus says, we are all eyes over Louisa. That's a reflection of the book of Revelation. We are all eyes over Louisa, almost spying to see when she gives us her act. Think of this. When do you do your prevenient act in the morning? When do you do it? Is it after you get up, after you make your coffee, after you sit down, after you drink, while you're drinking your coffee? Jesus teaches us through Louisa that as soon as you wake up, as soon as you open your eyes, adore God and love God and praise God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, future, with his glory, his love, his praise. We see, this is where you put it into practice. Well, I'm so tired in the morning, I can't think of, well, if you can get out of bed, you can think of this. What's important to you? Again, to glorify God, to praise God, to love God, to adore God with his glory, his honor, his praise. Jesus says very, very clearly, he says to us, this creature is for us the show of our divine love. That's what God's waiting for. When you wake up in the morning, is it after you have your cup of coffee? Or he says, I'm spying to see when you give us your I love you, your prevenient act, to let our creative virtue operate in it. He says very clearly, as soon as we see it, I'm going to give my creative virtue so that God operates in that act. Train yourself as soon as you open your eyes to say, prevenient act, I want to give you everything from the first moment that I wake up to the last moment before I fall asleep. I want you, Lord, to be my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. I want to participate in you. Remember what Jesus says, we are all eyes over Louisa. We are all eyes over the souls linked to Louisa to see when you give a gift. Is it as soon as you wake up? Train yourself to do this. Train yourself to do this. It's not that hard. It's you say, this is what I'm going to do. Write yourself a note. If you have glasses, put it on your glasses. You know, as soon as you put your glasses on, And then what will happen is you will discipline yourself to do what Our Lady did every day as soon as she opened her eyes. You'll do what Louisa did every day as soon as she opened her eyes. You'll do what Jesus did every day as soon as he opened his eyes. Adoring the Father, praising the Father, glorifying the Father. This creature is for us the show of our divine love, the activity of our divine power. This soul becomes the repeater of our own divine life. Like I said, Jesus did this. This is the very first thing in the morning. Well, I'm not like that. Well, then you've just limited God. It's not supposed to be. It's not about you. It's about God. Where is the love of God? Are we for God the show of his love? Are we for God the activity of God's power? Are we for God the repeater of his own divine life? This is what it means to do an act in the divine will. Only God can do an act in the divine will, not a human. We must become the repeater of God's own life. Volume 35, 22, 26, 1938. How beautiful it is when we recognize ourselves in the soul, in the creature. Does God recognize himself in you? Again, it's all based on love. It's all based on light. It's all based on life. How beautiful it is when we, Triune God, recognize ourselves in the soul. And then he talks about Louisa. Louisa becomes for us our throne. Louisa becomes for us our divine chamber. Louisa becomes for us our heaven. What's our response? Jesus, I want you to recognize yourself in me. Jesus, I want to become your throne. Jesus, I want to become your divine chamber where you dwell. Jesus, I want to become your heaven on earth. Jesus is always speaking to us. Respond to him. It's not a novel. You don't keep on reading this. That was nice. Put it down. Like I told you that before. Somebody came up to me once and said, after 3 months or something like that, maybe 6 months, while I've read all 36 volumes, now what do I do? And I go, what the heck? This is an infinite conversation with God. This will never end. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us, he says, are we recognized in you? Do you recognize us in you? Are you our throne? Are you our divine chamber where we dwell? Are you our heaven on earth? That's what God's waiting for. The seas of our divine love inundate her. This is the infinite oceans of God's love inundate her. We're lost at sea. This ocean of God's love. Her little acts form waves for us that love us, Triune God. Glorify us, Triune God. And bless us, Triune God. Because she recognizes us, Triune God, in ourselves. She recognizes us, Triune God, within herself. She recognizes us, Triune God, in all created things. What's the prayer? I want to be inundated in your divine love. I want to be lost at sea. this ocean of your love. I never want to get out of it. I want to drown in this infinite ocean of love. I want to recognize you, God, in yourself. I want to recognize you, God, within myself. I want to recognize you, Triune God, in all created things. This is why Jesus says, read it, study it, and now put it into practice. Do we recognize God in ourselves, in himself? Do we recognize God in ourselves? Do we recognize God in all of creation? Do we see the I love yous on the leaf on the leaves on the tree? Do we hear the I love yous on the leaves of the tree? This is just one speck of the I love yous. Of all the trees that ever existed, from the beginning of time to the end of time, there's an I love you on every leaf. Do we hear it? Do we hear it? That's what Jesus is saying. Do you recognize the I love you all around you? See, when we enter into this gift, there's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. God exists all around us. We see God, we hear God, we smell God, we taste God, we touch God. He says this in volume 36, your senses were made for God. And since we fell from such a great height, we're deaf, dumb, and blind. And as Catholics, we begin to see Jesus in the Eucharist. We begin to see God. That is Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the monstrance. We begin to hear Jesus speak to us when the Gospels are read, when the priest proclaims the word. We begin to hear Jesus Christ. The incense, we begin to smell the odors of sanctity. We begin to taste Jesus when the host is placed on our tongue. We begin to feel the Lord. He says, where two or three are gathered, when you hold hands, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered, I am there. Do we recognize Jesus? Or do we recognize the human next to us? See, the whole reason is Jesus is saying he's beginning to teach us how to live in a divine manner, using our senses. He says this, and we recognize her in all our works. We recognize the soul in all our works, in the sky, in the sun, in the wind, and everything. Why? He's duplicating that within us. The sky, the sun, the wind is ours. And Jesus says, I want to produce this in your soul. I want to produce whole new universes of I love yous within you. Our divine love, united to our divine fiat, brings her everywhere. Do we allow God to take us where he wants to take us? This is the bilocation he talks about. Have you been to Nazareth in your prayer? Have you been to Bethlehem in your prayer? Have you been to Golgotha in your prayer? This is what Jesus is waiting for. Our love, united to our fiat, brings you everywhere where he is. You go back 2,000 years, and you're with Jesus at Capernaum. You're with Jesus in Jerusalem. You're with Jesus at the Sea of Galilee. You're with Jesus. Spend your time with him. This is the reason why he takes all your friends and family and neighbors away from you. He is jealous of you. He wants to be with you. And he says this, and we, Triune God, place in order her in order. He's bringing us to perfection. All inside all of our divine works. This is the bilocation that God wants. This is what he talks. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's to let God be one with us, fuse with us in his most holy divine will. Our Lord loves us. He's given us the gift of gifts. He's given us the prodigy of prodigies. Seek it. Study it. Learn it. Put it into practice. Give your fiat to God continuously. This is what he's waiting for. This is why we were created. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.